All right. I'm Liam of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Isabella Ellsworth of Metro East High School, representing Nelson High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to pick KBPS.
Thank you so much.
So you're a Rose Festival Princess now. How does it feel?
It is an honor, and especially an honor to put Nelson High School on the map because that was one of my big goals. And I am hoping to keep this a tradition for Nelson High School and start something new because this year is full of traditions.
Awesome. Why did you want to be a Rose Festival princess?
It is something that my mom always wanted to do, and she tried out for Rose Festival Princess, and so it kind of ran in the family. And once I heard about it and was a junior in high school, so eligible to do it, I thought that it would be such a wonderful opportunity with the scholarship that you get, the mentorship, and just all the friendships. And so I couldn't wait to apply. And then I got the honor of being the Metro East Princess, so it's really exciting.
You mentioned your mom was a Rose Festival princess?
She was not a princess, but she tried for out for
Oh,
Rose Festival
I
Princess.
see. How does it feel to represent your school?
It feels amazing because, again, we are a new high school, and so this year is full of firsts. And a lot of people in my school have never heard of Rose Festival, and so this allows me to have a voice to educate people on Rose Festival and tell them more about it to hopefully have them become involved with it in the future.
Awesome. What was your community's reaction to your selection?
They were all so happy, and especially my mom was jumping up and down. And then my community was just so supportive of me and was so proud of my accomplishment. And after I was announced, I was getting all these congratulatory messages. And for an example of my community support is my principal in school even got me a bouquet of flowers and a card just to show how proud they were of me.
That's nice. Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
It is important because of the opportunities that come with it. I had mentioned the mentorship from Unitas Credit Union that we all get, and if I wasn't involved with the Rose Festival organization, I would not be gaining some of the skills that I am going to gain through that mentorship that will then help me in my future career. And so I am just so excited to be able to gain those skills that not a lot of kids or students get the opportunity to have.
Yeah. Talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you.
Rose City Reunion, just it has so much meaning behind it because with COVID, the community has not been able to gather together for a long time. And if they have gathered, it's been in super small groups. And so the theme of Rose Festival Reunion is just so awesome that the community now gets to come back together. We get to meet new people, talk to people that maybe we haven't seen in a while, and people just honestly can't contain their excitement because they're so excited to see everyone's faces again and just gather again as a community because COVID really took away some of that stuff for us. And so I thought that it was a great theme for them to choose.
Yeah. Tell us about all the things you do inside and outside of school. What are some of your hobbies?
Yes, so in school, I am involved with Key Club, National Honor Society, Spirit Club, and Scrub Club, which is a program with our health science students. And then outside of school, I am a huge sports nut. So I play tournament softball. And currently, I just made my high school's varsity team. So I will be busy with that. And so I am just super busy with softball and just meeting my teammates and just hanging out with them because the softball community is really a great community to be a part of. And I am glad that it takes up a lot of my time.
You mentioned Scrub Club. I've never heard of that. What is that?
So at my school, we have the opportunity to go to another campus. So you can take a bus or you drive yourself to that campus, and it consists of a bunch of a different electives. And so the elective that I am in is health sciences, and that's if you want to go into the medical field. And so then they offer the opportunity to become involved with Scrub Club, which is a group of those students.
What are your future plans? What do you want to do in 10 years from now?
I hope to become either a pediatric nurse or a sports broadcaster. And I know that those are two totally different things, but I have always had a passion for the medical field and I love children. And so I feel like that would be such a great opportunity for me. But then also, like I had mentioned, I'm a huge sports nut and love sports, playing them and watching them. So I know that sports broadcaster would also suit me very well.
Yeah. What social media site do you use the most? Why do you like it?
I use Instagram the most, and I like it just because I get to see friends and families post that maybe live in a different state than me, or that I don't get to see so much. And so it's an opportunity for me to catch up with them and just kind of see how their life is going and what they're up to, even though I may not be able to see them in person. And then for me, it allows me to share what I'm doing with all of my friends and family. And so I just love Instagram and scrolling through it and seeing what everyone's up to.
Yeah, me too. What kind of music do you like? Do you have any favorite artists?
Very into Adele. I have always been a fan of Adele, but just recently I started listening to her and artists, and I could listen to her songs all day long if I could.
All right. That's all the questions we have for you. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Isabel Ellsworth from Metro East High School.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Sorry. I'm Liam, reporting from AM 1450 KBPS.
Thank you so much.